people accuse me of many things, like I don't pay tax. My company pays tax. I didn't have a company till just a few years ago. Others took care of those aspects. How would I pay tax?
Right.
For example, at those times, we didn't even have any company or anything to pay one tax. Even if I don't pay tax, all my money is going everywhere in the world anyway. Why don't they go and chase the money back for them?
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Mostly the money goes out. I don't even know where the address or anything. I just know it from the news, you know, like, oh, does this person do good deeds? Then we help them to further their good deeds.
Yes,
that's true. I don't really even shake people's hands. I don't even do it personally. Only one time I did it because I was in Slovenia already and I saw the late president, Janet Drnovšek. It's the only time that I personally give a crystal plaque to him because he was vegan, a good president.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
A good vegan president. It was very rare.
Yeah.
It's the only time I was already there and invited, so I went. But most of the time, I don't even know who that person is or where she lives, where he lives, nothing.
Right.
We don't demand anything in return. We say we don't accept anything in return for this award because it's absolutely unconditional. Just maybe to make an example for others to follow, to make the world a better place, that's all. But we don't expect and we don't accept. We will not accept anything in return. Yeah, and there not even applies to contact afterward. Nothing.
Yes, Master.
Absolutely unconditional. Zero demanding or anything. But people accuse you of many things. And they also even say, I have an American daughter. American daughter. Yeah, I'd be glad to know who my daughter is. I didn't even know I have one daughter. Imagine what kind of mother who doesn't know she has a daughter. American daughter even, you know?
Oh, she was...
I didn't even know I had an American boyfriend. Oh, my God, la. This is very miraculous that I had an American man and I didn't know. And I have an American daughter and I don't know. Absolutely. Both of them. Never met, never knew. Never will. The society sometimes is ridiculous. The world, people are ridiculous.
Yes, that's right.
Just talking about Boris Johnson makes me remember all these things. It's ridiculous, but it's funny in a way.
Yes, Master.
But it's bad for these people who wrongly say bad things about me.
Yes, that's true.
They do not realize that. It's very bad for them.
Yes.
It's funny for my part, but for their part, they will have to pay karma for that.
That's true.
Yeah, if you wrongly accuse somebody who is innocent, defenseless, and harmless to you, you will pay very heavy karma.
Wow.
Especially if that person is a good spiritual practitioner. All heavens and earth know and respect good spiritual practitioners.
Right.
Because this kind of deals will affect other people. Therefore, their karma is heavy. The one who started it, the karma will be very heavy. It's not just for them and the person they accuse. No, it spreads out and gets bad energy, bad karma, and bad consequences.
Yes, yeah? Master.
They will have to pay for it. Now, that's a pity part of it. Okay, any other things?
Yeah, there was one other thing. As somewhere it's written that people should not hug their dog people.
Oh, well, this is sensitive. Of course, of course. Everybody hugs their dog people when they love them.
Yeah.
And when they come home from work, they feel they need their love, they need their welcome. And it's just instinct, you know?
Yes, exactly.
But the thing is, they have done some research and they found that many bacteria, E. coli and other stuff, are carried in the paws of the dog people going in the house.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Because the dog people's paw has some gap in between the toes.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And if they walk alongside the street, walk out, do their business, then they sometimes step on their own poopy or other dog people's poopy.
Oh.
And other dog people may be sick and have whatever bacteria with them. They found a lot of bacteria on the dog people's paws.
The dirty dog paw results are in. Time to reveal the details. Kevin, your retriever, has 10 different types of bacteria.
Okay.
And 2 types of fungus. Sashi, your poodle, has 6 different types of bacteria and 1 fungus. And Charlie, the poodle, 8 types of bacteria and 1 fungus. And guess what? All of your dogs had E. coli.
Oh my God. They slept next to me last night.
We also had to break the news to Shauna.
For Scotty,
this guy,
we found 7 different types of bacteria and 1 fungus, including a really bad bug that can cause pneumonia, meningitis, and urinary tract infections.
Okay, that's not good.
That's not good
at all.
Oh, and it gets worse. Sweet little angel here.
Okay.
This sweet little face, this sweet little angel.
Okay, tell me.
6 different types of bacteria,
okay,
including E. coli.
And also, dog people don't really like hugging. The dog people told me that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They also told some of the communicators that dogs don't really like hugging. Most dogs don't like hugging, you know, because they're different from us.
Wow.
But even humans, not many humans like to be hugged.
Yeah, that's also true.
If you hug your dog people, well, you have to pay for the consequences then, you know. Otherwise, try to wash them well, wash their paws with warm water, and dry them before they step into the house, and wipe them with a vinegar solution, like 40% vinegar, 60% water, and wipe where the dog people walk inside your door before they clean them. Wipe it all, and then wash the dog people's paws with warm water and wipe them with vinegar solution, or maybe wipe them with baby wipes, you know. But you still need to wipe it with warm water afterwards. If the dog's paw is all wet, or if you wipe them with baby wipes or something, you have to wipe them again afterwards with warm water. Otherwise, I don't know if the chemicals from these things are good for dog people or not. I don't think it is good. So just wipe with vinegar solution and wash their paws with warm water. If you cannot leave your dog people to sleep alone and you like to sleep with them, then you must do that. Otherwise, dogs don't like to be hugged. Okay, because their nature is to be always on the lookout. Their nature is anxious. They look out for themselves. They don't like to be confined, even in your warm embrace.
Oh.
They feel restricted, and then they want to run.
Oh.
And if they have to control themselves not to run with anxiety within their being, then after a while they feel sick.
Oh, wow.
They might feel pain and aches in their joints, or, you know, not well in their mental makeup, in their mental feeling every day.
Oh, wow, okay.
But maybe some dog people are used to it. I'm not sure if all the dogs are the same or not.
Okay, Master, thank you.
Scientists are suggesting that dogs don't want our well-meaning hugs. Experts from the Kennel Club have voiced their opinions on this matter. They believe that behaving as though our pets were children is inappropriate, because unlike kids, dogs don't like to be hugged. The Kennel Club's Caroline Kisco explains, "Dogs are often considered part of the family. However, they're not human and may therefore react differently to certain interactions, such as hugging." Senior canine behaviorist Claire Matthews stated, "A hug might be a normal social greeting for humans, but it isn't for a dog. Subtle stress signals can be missed when you're hugging your pet, and this could lead to a negative reaction. So it's about recognizing when your dog is uncomfortable." Dr. Stanley Korn has even gone so far as to study dogs and their reactions to hugging. His expertise comes from being a canine behavior expert and a professor of psychology at the University of British Columbia. He looked at 250 pictures of dogs being hugged and their reactions to draw his conclusions. 8 out of 10 of these pets showed signs of stress which suggest a dislike or fear of hugs. These signs include flattened or pressed back ears, whites of their eyes showing, head turning away to avoid eye contact, excessive licking, yawning, or raising one paw.
If I put my arms around my dog and start to hug him, and I see him licking his lips, I see him pulling away, I see him yawning, I see him looking away from me, trying to avoid eye contact, these are all signs that my dog is saying, I don't like what's going on. And that then means my dog doesn't enjoy being hugged, and it does cause him stress. I give him a hug, and now let's see what happens. He's growling, okay? Huge warning sign. He's telling me very clearly that he doesn't like what I'm doing. I'm gonna hug him again. He's growling. He's telling me, I don't like what you're doing. And he's yawning and he licked his lips.
Dogs are technically designed for swift running. That implies that in times of stress or threat, the first line of defense that a dog uses is not his teeth, but rather his ability to run away. He then adds, behaviorists believe that depriving a dog of that course of action by immobilizing him with a hug can increase his stress level, and if the dog's anxiety becomes significantly intense, he may bite. Dr. Korn's advice, save your hugs for your two-footed family members and lovers. Additionally, he explains, it's clearly better from the dog's point of view if you express your fondness for your pet with a pat, a kind word, or maybe a treat.
You know, I have one dog, a little dog. I have many dogs, you know, right? But there are some little dogs. I can't help it, but I'd like to hug them, you know, in my arms and carry them from my shoulder. But they always want to run out.
Oh.
To run away, you know, like struggle to escape from the embrace, even though I have had them from when they were little. Yeah, from like a couple months old already.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes they tolerate it for a while, but I can feel their struggle, you know.
Yeah. Oh.
So I don't help them that much. Even if I do, it's just a quick second.
Yes.
Just one quick boop, and then kiss on the forehead. Hello. Like that.
Yes. Yes.
And one really is very bad because she never wants to be picked up. Yeah, but it's not like she doesn't like me or anything. She's very grateful. Some time ago when we had to travel and bring them from one country to another, when she saw me again, she prostrated on the floor.
Oh.
And didn't get up for a while.
Wow.
And then she crawled all the way to my feet and licked my toes. Normally she just licks the toes. But that day she crawled on the floor. She prostrated. I said, what are you doing? Why? What is it? She said, thank you for doing everything, for going through so much trouble to bring us to you.
Oh, wow.
She was the only one who did that. The other ones were also grateful. Some jump on me and hug me even. But she's always like that. Licks my toes only, or my hands.
Oh.
Yeah. She doesn't lick my face. I say, why only hands and feet? She said, respectful.
Oh, wow.
But others, they kiss my face and wet my hair, everything. I say, I just took a shower, man. Ah, yeah. No need. No need for this shower, but they do that. You know, different dogs.
Yes.
They react differently and they feel differently. But their so-called owners have to feel how the dog people feel and what they like or not like. If they need to hug them, very quick.
Yes.
Yeah. Less than a second.
Wow.
Just quick, quick, very quick, and then let them go. Otherwise, it's too stressful. But there's no need to always hug them. You know, you can just can sit nearby and touch their neck, scratch their neck, or rub their tum-tum.
Yes.
Or just say, hello, and I love you. I'm glad to see you. You're beautiful, or you are handsome. You make me feel happy. Thank you for being in my life. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for trusting me. That's what I said to my dogs.
Oh.
All the time.
Oh.
Whenever I see them.
Nice.
Love you. Good girl, you are. Huh? Girl, beautiful girl, you. Love you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to force them to hug or have to bear your constricting kind of cobra embrace. Yeah, it's restricting because they're smaller than you. And when you hug them, you cover them all over.
Oh, that's true.
Their face and everything will be buried, you know, and it could be a suffocated feeling.
Yes.
I feel if somebody did that to me, I probably wouldn't feel all that good because I'm smaller. Yeah.
Right. Yes, master.
I'll be buried in their chest and, you know, constricted within their arms. Yeah, but I got hugged all the time like that in any ashram I visited. And I told the master, please, tell your people, don't do that to me. But they always do that.
Oh.
I tell you, when I was in India, sometimes woman came and hugged me all the time and hugged for so long. I said, please, let me go. I couldn't feel good about it, you know?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and even the master's driver also hugged me.
Wow.
I said, please tell them don't do it. But they always did it because there was always some new group of people that came and they did it. I couldn't always run away or avoid. They just did it suddenly.
Yes.
So if we humans love to hug and still don't like to be hugged all the time or by anybody like that, how would dog people feel? Huh? We domesticated them, you know, but normally they are like animal people. Their instinct is to be natural, free.
Yes, yeah. Master.
Only because they love us, so they want to stay with us. But to have some respect for their free space.
Yes, Master.
If the dog people want to hug you, you can hug them. But if they don't, then just leave them in peace and love them.
Mm.
Love doesn't have to always be physical, okay?
That's true. Yeah.